Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Samuel, Week 6. Spiritual Principles, Life Lessons, and Holy Warnings Seen in the History of David. Friday, Related Verses. 2 Samuel 12:10. Now therefore the sword will not depart from your house forever, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our admonition, unto whom the ends of the ages have come. 2 Samuel 12:9-14. Why have you despised the word of Jehovah by doing what is evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife as your wife, and have slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Nevertheless, because you have given the enemies of Jehovah much occasion to blaspheme him because of this thing, the son who was born to you shall also surely die. 1 Peter 4:1-2. Since Christ therefore has suffered in the flesh, you also arm yourselves with the same mind, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. No longer to live the rest of the time in the flesh and the lusts of men, but in the will of God. Psalms 51:1-2, 4, 10, 17. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassions, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and from my sin cleanse me. Against you and you alone have I sinned, and I have done what is evil in your sight. Therefore you are righteous when you speak, you are clear when you judge. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Related reading. God is not only loving and merciful, but he is also just and fearsome. God forgave David, but on the other hand, he disciplined and chastised David according to his governmental righteousness. In God's punishment, the first child born of the wife of Uriah died. In God's sovereign mercy, another child was born of her. The name given to him by God was Jedidiah, which means beloved of Jehovah. David gave him the name Solomon, which means peaceful. But from that time, there was no peace in David's family, or in the entire kingdom of Israel. Solomon's kingship had a wonderful beginning, but the same thing happened with him as with his father, and his end was pitiful. Our God is merciful, but he is also just. After all the enemies of Israel were subdued, and David was exalted as the king of Israel, David committed a great sin while he was in a peaceful situation. This indicates that whenever we are in a peaceful situation, it is easy for us to be seduced to indulge our flesh. David's sin was the issue of his indulging of the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. David committed a willful adultery by robbery, abusing the power of his kingship. This was a real insult to God. David's great sin nearly annulled all his attainments from the past. David murdered Uriah, his faithful servant, by a conspiracy with Joab. Uriah was not merely devoured by the sword. He was actually murdered by David so that he could take Uriah's wife. David also willingly committed adultery. By this one sin, David broke the last five of the Ten Commandments. David was perfect in every way, but he was weak in the matter of the indulgence of the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh is like a wild horse. To subdue this lust, we must hold the bridle very tightly. In this matter, David was loose, and he sacrificed his high attainment in the pursuit of God. David was a great diamond, but his indulgence in lust was a black foreign particle in this diamond. Even though he was a person of high attainment in his spiritual pursuit, he was still able to commit such a great sin. The books of Samuel also unveil man's failure. David, a man according to God's heart, failed in the matter of the lust of the flesh. David's defect was that he did not restrict his flesh. David, being a man according to God's heart, afforded God the way to begin the age of kingship for the establishment of his kingdom on the earth for his coming Christ. But how regrettable it was that David, at a crucial time of the evil one's temptation, did not exercise strong control over his lust, but indulged in it and committed a gross sin, which offended God to the uttermost. God loved David, but because of his sin, David lost his standing and position, as well as 11 of the 12 tribes. David's sin sowed the seed of Solomon's corruption, which issued in the dividing of the God-given kingdom, and the seed of the corruption of Solomon's descendants in the kingship, which issued ultimately in the loss of the nation and of the holy land of their fathers, in the captivity of the holy people, and in their being scattered around the globe, and having no peace up to the present time.